call your local travel agent.
Well, I guess we know USA 3000 knows the way, and we know the way, and we're going to take another way, and that is we're going to go to Rediscover America photojournalist Karen LaPerry, and she's with us on the phone, and we're going to discuss a wonderful photo essay she has written, the title of which is The Smokies Go Global in Sophisticated...
Let me help you with that.
Yeah, help me with that, yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing is, as I look at that word, and pronounce it again for me.
Sevierville.
Sevierville, which is, of course, not so severe.
No.
But, of course, the question is, when I first looked at it and when I got some notes from you, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is sophisticated Sevierville. Why sophisticated?
Oh, that's such a great question. Because it hasn't always been sophisticated. Years and years ago, it was virtually unknown. But it is a gateway to the Smokies. It's what I consider their hidden gem. And it has gone sophisticated in that it offers all kinds of slices of the world in this little region, you know, where you can experience China, Russia, the steppes of Russia, Africa, just anywhere you want to visit is there in Sevierville.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, as you well know, most people think of the Smokies in a whole different way. You think of the national parks, and you think of all the other things, and the other is, tell us what is so global about the Smokies.
Well, I think it's important to realize that it's the nation's most visited park.
Right, I would think.
And that's just Americans going there. And its location may have something to do with that, in that, you know, two-thirds of America is within driving distance of the Smokies. And not to mention, it's the second most popular place to get married outside of Las Vegas and have very affordable honeymoons.
Is that true? I've never heard that before. That's interesting.
You haven't heard that.
I've never heard that, Karen. Well, of course, I haven't been married in a while, but so maybe that's the reason. But I mean, that would not be my. If I had to think of what would be the second most, I mean, even Vegas, yes, obviously, it's a big destination for marriage. But I would have thought it would have been somewhere, you know, in the Caribbean or some exotic place. But the second actually is Sevierville, is that right?
Well, we're talking the U.S. here.
Okay, yes, okay.
The second most popular place in the United States.
Okay.
And, you know, actually, when you kind of explore what that means, again, if you keep in mind that the Smokies are a very affordable vacation for all pocketbooks, from
right.
budget to luxurious.
Right.
And, you know, it's just right outside the back door, practically. And then you have the case where there's no waiting periods or blood tests to get a marriage license. In other words, if you go to the courthouse in Sevierville,
right.
which many people do,
right.
you can get married that same day.
So,
in fact, there's one just, I don't know if I would call it charming, but it shows kind of American culture where you can actually get married at a drive-thru.
Oh, come on. You drive through your car and somebody says the words and you speak into the microphone?
I am serious.
Oh,
I have been there.
How amazing.
Can you
get a divorce on the other side?
Not that I'm aware of.
Anyway, that's really absolutely amazing. And of course, it's also the place for where Dolly is, Dolly Parton.
Oh, yes, famous Dolly Parton, just one of my all-time favorite people. She's the hometown girl of Sevierville. Sevierville, of course, is very proud. And let me just step back for a moment and tell you where the name came from.
Right.
Sevierville is actually named after the first governor of Tennessee, which was John Sevier. So
okay.
Sevierville is the village of Sevier.
Okay.
So just a little backstory there. But Dolly Parton is the hometown girl, and Sevierville is so proud of their hometown girl that they've erected a bronze statue right there in the center of their old town, which is a must-see along with the historical downtown aerial when somebody goes through there.
That must be quite amazing. I hope it doesn't cause too many automobile accidents as people driving by. Obviously, it takes up a bit of room.
It's life size.
Well, first of all, the photos in this are absolutely fantastic. I mean, from the things that you have from the world-renowned Moscow Circus and all of these other things in there, it's amazing.
There is just an incredible amount to see and do. And, you know, I can't emphasize enough that, I mean, it's for families, but it's for honeymooners.
Right. Right.
It's for people going to take, renewal of their vows.
Right.
It's for single people. It's for people who love nature. It's for people who love shows.
It suddenly just came out of, to me, it's a destination that I have never been to, obviously, by the way I'm speaking about it, but I just don't understand how it just suddenly came about. I mean, has it just been building for years and years and years and it just exploded into this wonderful destination?
Well, I'm not sure it's exploded. I would perhaps use the term evolved.
Okay, better.
And, I mean, there's two other gateways, cities to the Smokies. We have Sevierville, Pigeon Forge, and Gatlinburg.
Right.
And Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg have a demeanor all of their own, shall I say.
Right.
Whereas Sevierville has kind of taken on this sophisticated approach in terms of lodging, in terms of the various dining opportunities, and also the entertainment, the shopping. I hadn't even mentioned it's one of the most popular things people do when they go there is they do outlet shopping. And I must confess, I did my share.
Very difficult not to reach into one's pocket when one is near lovely things. Now, there just seem to be so many things, and I touched on the Moscow Circus. I'm with these beautiful photos that you have up on the site. The rainforest adventures, the warbirds, the Elvis Muscle Car Museum. It just goes on and on.
It's truly incredible, and I think the thing anyone will walk away with is there's these slices of the world everywhere you turn in Sevierville. And, you know, whether it's the great China acrobats, which, that was just one of my all-time favorites, or the Moscow Circus, you know, at Dollywood.
Right.
And, you know, I love that show, too.
Exactly.
And, I ran into German stilt walkers, which were just a hoot to play with, and they played with me even while I was photographing them. And the rainforest was just so incredible in terms of having a diversity of a critter life, as they call it,
right,
from all around the world. And, I mean, not just to look at, there were interactive shows.
And you're talking
about
to
touch and hold these animals.
And you say 500 live animals representing 150 species.
Yes, many of which you will see on Animal Planet. It's just incredulous, the range that they have. And, you know, besides being entertaining, it's extremely educational.
Right.
And when I went there, it was on a weekday, so there was a lot of adults. And I've got to tell you that we were all like children.
But it just looks like there's just so much, and it goes on and on. We've got the forbidden at the Forbidden Caverns. Can you talk about what's forbidden?
Oh, yes. Forbidden Caverns is a wonderful underground, and I believe it's granite. Cavern that, for a small paid admission, you can't enter. What was very interesting to me was the legendary Indian myths that go with it, and also the fact that they discovered stills in there from bootleggers of the 1920s. And rather than take that out as they, were getting the attraction ready for the public, they left it in place so that people could get a sense of place on, what was this like?
Oh,
and if anything, you emerge, Because some of these places were real steep, and you just kind of wonder, wow, they did all this to make this bootleg sign.
How amazing. I mean, it continues to go on. I mean, from the Artesian pottery at the Old Mill Square you mentioned, even a horseback ride at Five Oaks Riding Stable, ride through the smoke. I mean, it's got to be a marvelous experience.
Well, let me also mention the Apple Barn.
Uh-huh.
Because if you want to see every kind of product that can be made from apples, it is
right there,
including apple wine. And if you eat at the Applewood Farmhouse, they have these delicious signature apple fritters that one must try before they leave.
Well, we had a chance to, Bob and I were traveling through the Finger Lakes. We had a chance to taste some of the wines up there, from apple to every other variety you can think of. So, I mean, it's just a lovely, lovely article that you have. And you even talk about the Robert Tino Gallery.
Oh, yes. It's a beautiful gallery. This man, Robert Tino, is just so talented with his beautiful watercolors and decoys. And he just manages to capture the essence of what the Smokies, the Southern Appalachian Mountains, are all about. And it's with kind of a dreamlike quality, the kind that you can buy and hang in your house and just contemplate for years and feel transported to that peaceful ambient scene.
And then winding it all down with a massage, a Swedish, a deep tissue, hot stone massage. How much better can it get?
Do I need to tell you that was one of my favorites?
No, you don't. In fact, I could have used one yesterday, in fact, but I'd like to just hear a moment about it. We've just got a couple of moments here.
Well, this is Beneficial to Life is the name of the company.
Right.
And they come to you in your hotel room, your cabin. I mean, there's all kinds of accommodations to be had outside the Smokies. I've even heard that they'll come to a camp, you know, and provide privacy closures if that is desirable.
Mm-hmm.
They have a booming business with newlyweds that are asking for these kind of motel massages at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, it was just after a very strenuous day of doing Dollywood and then going to the Dollywood Stampede and seeing the buffalo.
And eating apple fritters.
Eating apple fritters. Oh, yes, you've got it. And I was tired, and this company came to my room. It was all outfitted, and it was just the most wonderful massage. You tell them how you like it, and they're fully licensed and certified, and it's right there. I mean, how much simpler can it get?
Just great. A great article. Super photos. Please go to our website and where you can look at these beautiful the photos with the descriptions of some of which we've just discussed. And also, Karen has a number of different websites that you can go to just explore what's available there, and I don't have time to read them all, but it's all on the website. And Karen, thank you once again. It's always a pleasure, and hope to be talking to you again soon.
Well, thank you. As always, it's a pleasure.
Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That was Karen LaPerry, and it's really a wonderful, just amazing photo story, and I strongly, as I said earlier, suggest that you have a look at it. We're just about out of time. I don't have a list of who we have on next week, but they're always interesting guests, and we suggest that you tune in. That's about it. I just want to thank you all for listening. You're listening to the Travel Talk Radio Network, this is Roy Lowy saying goodbye, and I'll talk to you again next week. Now back to our regular programming.